News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening, and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we bring you a report on the launch of Padma Dori, a pioneering cross-cultural textile initiative that blends Northeast India's Iri silk with the renowned Chanderi weaving tradition of Madhya Pradesh. We also bring you a report on the recently concluded Assam Assembly elections. But first, let's listen to a special segment, Ananya Interacts, where our reporter Ananya takes you into the lives of students, professionals and members of the Northeast community living in Delhi. From navigating the fast pace of the city to overcoming cultural challenges and finding a sense of belonging, their stories reflect resilience and personal growth. Joining us today is Urmi Barmudoi, a second-year history student at Daulatram College, whose roots trace back to Assam. Through her voice, we explore a culture where tradition, elegance and identity come alive in the most graceful ways.
Welcome. Today, on Northeast Diary, we turn to Assam, a land where identity is not just preserved, but beautifully expressed. I am Ananya Daya, and joining us is Urmi, here to share a glimpse of that living heritage. Welcome, Urmi. To begin with, where in Assam are you from and how does it shape your identity?
From Assam, I belong to the Sonitpur district, which is also known as Tejpur, the city of blood or the city of eternal romance, also the cultural capital of Assam. There, the cultural part is so profound that every child growing in that city will somehow be acquainted to the cultural part, either through literature or through music or through dance. So, if I trace back the mythological history of the city, I would like to mention Banasura, who ruled the entire Sonitpur district. And then there was the decisive battle of Harihar, that is Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna. And during the battle, the whole of the city was drenched in blood, and thereby the name Tejpur, or the city of blood. And it culminated in the reunion of Usha and Aniruddha, thereby making the place the city of eternal romance, the city of the existing love story.
That's beautifully expressed, Urmi. It's remarkable how deeply a place can shape not just our surroundings, but our sense of self, especially in a culturally rich region like Assam. What everyday traditions best reflect the Assamese culture according to you?
Okay, so when you say Assamese culture, the first thing that comes in my mind is its hospitality, the warmness of the people, how the people make you feel inclusive and a part of themselves. So whenever I have heard anybody talk about Assam or Northeast as a whole, they always point out how warm they have felt, how own they have felt being a part of this entire community thing. So the mothers, grandmothers and aunties of the family, they serve you with all the love they have and you become a part of them.
That really brings the culture to life. It's often these everyday traditions that quietly preserve a community's identity. Now, I would love to emphasize on one of the richest aspects of Assam, which is its attire. How does attire like the Mekhla Chador express Assam's beauty?
So, Mekhela Chador is the traditional clothing worn by Assamese women. It is not just a piece of clothing, but something very close to the hearts of each and every woman that is passed on from their generations to generations. And it's basically a two-piece clothing consisting of the Mekhela, a cylindrical skirt, and the Chador, which is a drape and worn with a blouse. So, every woman cherishes it, and if we talk about the material, it was traditionally made from Assamese silk-like part, muga and eri. Also, we have variants in cotton blends and silk blends. So, if we know how to perceive it, every Mekhela Chador has its own story. It narrates the story of the weaver that weaved it. It narrates the story of how materials are collected. It narrates the story of how The entire piece of clothing is woven with all the love and all the efforts of the weaving women in a small village. It connects people.
That's truly graceful. Attire like these not just represent tradition, it reflects the elegance, simplicity, and depth that defines the overall Assamese culture. Talking about culture, how do festivals bring together clothing and rituals?
Assam is a very diverse land consisting of many tribes, many communities, but what connects all of us is Bihu. Bihu is nothing less than a lifeline for all of us. Celebrated in three types, we have the Magh Bihu or Bhogali Bihu celebrated in January. Then we have Bohag Bihu or Rongali Bihu in April. Then we have the Kati Bihu or Kongali Bihu in the month of October. So when I come to Magh Bihu, there are many rituals associated with it. The prominent one being community feasting. It ties all the people of the community and neighborhood together. In Rongali Bihu, we have varied nuances. People come together, they dance, they sing, they take the blessing of their elders, and they also evoke the divine by celebrating the Guhai Bihu, which is the Bihu for the god. Also, we have Kongali Bihu, which is basically the season of infertility, and that is when people light diyas or lamps beneath tulsi plants and they evoke the divine so that they never face any dearth of harvest or any dearth of crops. That is how rituals, traditions, cultures come together in Bihu.
That sounds incredibly vibrant. The way attire, rituals and celebrations blend together really shows how culture in Assam is not separate from life. In its traditions and its elegance, we witness the quiet brilliance of Northeast India, rooted, radiant, and deeply inspiring. Thank you, Urmi, for being with us today.
Thank you, Ananya.
The National Democratic Alliance scripted a record victory in the Assam Assembly elections, retaining power for a third consecutive term. Here is a report.
The results of the Assam Assembly elections 2026 were declared on 4th of May, triggering celebrations and renewed political momentum across the state. The Bharatiya Janata Party, led by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, secured a decisive victory, winning 82 seats in the 126-member assembly, a significant rise from its 2021 tally of 60 seats. Together with its allies, the Ahom Gana Parishad and the Borderland People's Front, the NDA alliance crossed the majority mark comfortably with 102 seats, paving the way for a third consecutive term in power. As counting progressed, people across Assam remained glued to television screens and mobile phones, closely tracking the results. Celebrations erupted in towns and villages as supporters of the winning alliance gathered in large numbers. Reacting to the mandate, Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi highlighted Assam's cultural and spiritual significance and described the verdict as a reflection of the people's faith in development and stability.
Ganga ji ke saath saath ब्रह्मपुत्र का भी हम पर बहुत आशीर्वाद रहा है मां कामाख्या का आशीर्वाद रहा है असम की जनता ने लगातार तीसरी बार बीजेपी एनडीए पर भरोसा किया है हैट्रिक तीसरी बार
कॉलिंग इट अ लैंडमार्क विक्ट्री द प्राइम मिनिस्टर फर्दर सेड
असम के इतिहास की बहुत बड़ी घटना है असम के टी गार्डन्स वाले क्षेत्रों में भी बीजेपी को अभूतपूर्व समर्थन मिला है श्रीमंत शंकरदेव जी महायोद्धा लसित बोरफुकन जी बोडोभा उपेंद्रनाथ ब्रह्मा जी भूपेन हजारिका जी ऐसे अनेक महान व्यक्तित्वों से प्रेरणा लेते हुए असम अपने विकास की रफ्तार अब और बढ़ाएगा
चीफ मिनिस्टर हिमांत बिश्व शर्मा थैंक द पीपल ऑफ असम फॉर देयर सपोर्ट एंड रिएटरेटेड हिज गवर्नमेंट्स कमिटमेंट टू कंटिन्यू डेवलपमेंट एंड कोऑर्डिनेटेड गवर्नेंस
मैं असम वासियों को धन्यवाद दे रहा हूं आपने प्रधानमंत्री जी का ऊपर जो कॉन्फिडेंस दिखाया हम लोग बहुत ही ग्रेटफुल है और असम में विकास का गंगा बहते रहे इसलिए भारत सरकार और असम सरकार डबल इंजन सरकार काम करेगा.
यूनियन मिनिस्टर पोर्ट शिपिंग एंड वाटरवेज श्री शर्मानंद सोनवाल ऑल्सो वेलकम द मैंडेट क्रेडिटिंग बोथ स्टेट एंड नेशनल लीडरशिप फॉर द अलायंसेस सक्सेस.
वी आर सिंसियरली ग्रेटफुल टू द पीपल ऑफ असम बिकॉज ऑफ देयर सपोर्ट एंड सिंपैथी एंड ब्लेसिंग दिस पर्टिकुलर हिस्टोरिक मैंडेट वी कुड एबल टू गेट एंड इज ए ग्रेट रिकॉग्निशन to the credible service rendered by Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji at the center and also at the state Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma ji, the Chief Minister, because this is a kind of encouragement, inspiration they have given to the party as a like historic mandate, youth mandate. Ultimately, with this particular mandate, under the dynamic leadership of Honorable Prime Minister, we are going to take the agenda of Assam, particularly for the SPD growth and also the self-reliant state in the country.
With the election process now concluded, people across Assam are looking ahead with hope, expecting the new government to further strengthen development, peace and opportunities across the state. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay along with Utpal Kumar reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News.
In the serene green hills of Kwamulong in Tripura, where nature and tribal culture thrive, stands a beacon of hope in healthcare, the Regional Research Institute of Homeopathy, Agartala. Since shifting to its modern campus in 2017 and being upgraded to a regional institute, the RRIH has significantly expanded both its reach and impact. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent, Suman Bhattacharji.
Established in 1984 as a clinical research unit under the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, the institute has grown into a leading center for research and public health care in Northeast India. Yes, the story is being told about Regional Research Institute of Homeopathy, Agartala. Spread across more than 2 acres, the institute houses well-equipped outpatient departments, laboratories, a pharmacy, and a rich library supporting scientific research. A dedicated team of doctors, researchers and healthcare staff ensures the smooth functioning of both research and patient care services. Every day, hundreds of patients receive free treatment here, from general OPD services to specialized care in maternal and child health and rheumatology. The institute addresses a wide range of health concerns. Chronic conditions like osteoarthritis, gout and fibromyalgia are treated with a holistic homeopathic approach. Over the past few years, thousands of patients have benefited from its services, reflecting a steady trust in alternative systems of medicine. Research is the backbone of RRIH. The institute has undertaken more than 25 major research projects covering areas such as COVID-19 management, malaria prevention, chronic kidney disease, school health, and adolescent well-being. These studies not only contribute to scientific validation of homeopathy, but also support public health strategies. The institute is also equipped with modern diagnostic facilities, offering tests in hematology, biochemistry, pathology and microbiology, helping in accurate diagnosis and effective treatment planning. Beyond its campus, RRIH engaged with communities through rural health camps, school health program, malaria awareness drive, nutrition campaign and mental health initiatives, bringing healthcare closer to those in need.
Regional Research Institute for Homeopathy, Agartala, is committed to integrating scientific research with compassionate patient care. Our goal is to make evidence-based homeopathy accessible to every section of society. Under strong leadership and clear vision, the institute is steadily moving towards expanding its capabilities, including plans for advanced diagnostic services and quality improvement up to the benchmark of NABH.
Under strong leadership and a clear vision, the institute is steadily moving toward expanding its capabilities, including plans for advanced diagnostic services and indoor patient facilities.
At Regional Research Institute of Homeopathy, Agartala, our approach is not restricted only to treating diseases, treating suffering humanity, but we equally emphasize on preventive healthcare and community awareness as important pillars. Through our research initiative, including studies on chronic kidney disease, malaria, then gallbladder cancer, adolescent health, we are working to develop evidence-based and sustainable healthcare solutions. Our aim is to integrate homeopathy with modern medicine medicine, incorporating diagnostic support to ensure safe, effective, and patient-centered care. We are also actively reaching out to communities through health camps, school health programs, menstrual health programs, and awareness drives, ensuring that healthcare services is accessible in remote areas also.
With its blend of science, service, and social commitment, the Regional Research Institute of Homeopathy, Agartala, stands as a model of accessible and research-driven healthcare. As it continues to grow, it carries forward a powerful vision, healing through research and care through commitment, building a healthier tomorrow for all. For Northeast Diary, Suman Bhattacharji, Akashvani, Agartala.
The Northeastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation has launched Padma Dori, a pioneering cross-cultural initiative merging Northeast India's Eri silk with Madhya Pradesh's Chandevi weaving heritage. Launched on May 1, 2026 in New Delhi, this premium sustainable textile initiative aims to promote artisan collaboration and eco-friendly fashion under the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Here's a report.
Jaja kabeyo panaru nang mandai menchwa harai nong plu chong e ha postit megalaya bajiri khyang randya thir ka thanh ka kum ka sam chanh tho so ru tho ba ma ka chanh ti lan ba tram chanh e nam e bu ram ba kum khon sim khon pan cha ba spong ki ru ki he ba ja ja uru long chua o ka chan rin dia ba tram ka chan tho so ru tho ba ka hong long trai chong i dei u long chua u ba ja
ye hai chan song ki ha usla chi por bu ki ha tum pan jo sai ki ula ta san pun son ha cha dai jo cho pun phu ki u than pun riang ki ha u mai jo thir ki ha ka phri ha ka kwa jo pen lang ki pen ben ki ha ka kla tes dang rin chan ki ha ta o ka chan rin dia ba tram ka chan tho so ru tho ba ka hong long trai chong i dei u long chua u ba ja
thank you.
sang ki ba ai rong rong sao rong stem rong jong pen lang ki e nar la ha cher met din ra nong kas la so ku so tung kli per tan ba ka nu li ba ja ka blei nang chua ong ki ka chak kum bi li cho than ki chan ti lan ka chan tho so ru tho ba rong ba bun cha nang roi chei cho pen sa o ka chan ren dia ba tlam ka chan tho so ru tho ba ka hong long trai chong i dei u long chua u ba ja 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 ka bei u pa
Aerie silk is a sustainable, cruelty-free fabric predominantly cultivated in Northeast India. Renowned for its soft, durable, matte finish and thermal regulating properties, it is hand-spun and woven by local communities. One of the most remarkable aspects of Aerie silk is that it is produced without harming the silkworms. Often referred to as Ahimsa silk or pea silk, Aerie silk is harvested after the silkworms have completed their metamorphosis and emerge from their cocoons. This cruelty-free approach is significant reason why Aerie silk stands out in the world of ethical fashion. On 1st of May, the Northeastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation, a CPSC, Central Public Sector Enterprises, under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, has unveiled Padma Dori, a unique cross-cultural textile initiative that brings together the Aerie silk traditions of Northeast India with the rich Chanderi weaving heritage of Madhya Pradesh. The initiative was formally launched by Secretary, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Sanjay Jaju, followed by a captivating fashion show showcasing the fusion of sustainable Aerie silk and the integrated artistry of Chanderi textiles. Speaking on the occasion, Sri Sanjay Jaju said the initiative reflects the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted that under the leadership of Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Sri Jyotiraditya Sindhya, this initiative has taken shape to connect diverse textile traditions of India. He emphasized that Padma Dori is distinct as it blends two rich textile legacies, Chanderi from Madhya Pradesh and Aerie silk from Northeast India, while promoting innovation alongside heritage.
As I mentioned, our minister has been personally guiding this entire initiative, and all this has become possible because the Aerie rearers from the Northeast and weavers from Northeast visited Chanderi multiple times, and all this helped in not just technical collaborations and knowledge exchanges, but allowed each one of them exposure to this new fabric, at the same time a new fabric which also has a lot of design sensibilities involved. After that, designers from Northeast and Madhya Pradesh collaborated with NEHHDC, and they've developed not just the innovative fabrics but diversified product range, and I'm certain that this market launch, all these products will be introduced to the market, and I'm sure that the word will go around and all of you will become the brand ambassador for Padma Dori, just as I have become wearing one. I'm absolutely sure that this is going to be a huge milestone in the journey of the handicraft of our country.
The launch event featured exhibitions offering insights into textile development and collaborative craftsmanship. Positioned within the broader discourse of sustainable luxury and indigenous knowledge systems, the initiative highlighted the relevance of traditional crafts in modern markets. A three-day exhibition held from 1st of May has been designed as an integrative platform where visitors engaged with artisans, understand textile making processes and experience the journey from fiber to fabric. Artisans from Northeast India and Madhya Pradesh are actively participating through live demonstrations and interactions showcasing their craftsmanship.
The event also included regional culinary experiences reflecting the cultural diversity of the participating regions. This is Swati Rukheja along with Utpal Kumar reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News.
And now, folks, it's time for you to enjoy this heartfelt melody of song SAQ in the soulful voice of Yami Puri, a local artist from Arunachal Pradesh.
ऐसे क्यों कुछ तो लिखती हूँ लिख के मिटाती हूँ मैं रात भर ऐसे क्यों बातें खुद की ही खुद से छुपाती हूँ मैं आज कल पर ये सब सोचना कुछ कहकर ही सबको बताना जरूरी है क्या ऐसे क्यों ऐसे क्यों उसके होठों पे अच्छा लगता है मेरा नाम ऐसे कुछ भी बोले वो मन में घुलता है जफरान फिरता है गुलमोहर ख्वाबों में रात भर ऐसे ख्वाबों से बाहर निकलना जरूरी है क्या
And that brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take care.
Presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.